A courtroom full of people has just seen a tragic thing happen to the little girl called Dory Grant. They saw Dory understand for the first time, really understand, that she really didn't belong to May Grant. May Grant saw it too, sat there helplessly and watched as the impact of her loss hit Dory. Sat torn with agony as Dory cried in terror and ran sobbing from the witness stand.
Dory! Dory!
I left my mommy down there. I won't see anybody. Not anybody, little girl.
Dory. Dory.
Oh, Mommy. Mommy, they said...
Your Honor, this child and the defendant must not speak together until after... Now, Dory, stop.
No!
Let that child alone. Let her alone, do you hear me?
Your Honor.
Matron, I think you'd better take the child into my chambers.
Yes, Your Honor. Come, Dory.
No! No, I want to talk to my Mommy. I want my Mommy.
Dory, baby.
Mommy,
for the love of heaven. Mommy's coming, Dory. Mommy's coming to her, baby.
Mommy!
Darling!
Mommy!
Let go of me, Della. Take your hand off my arm, Della.
May, where are you going?
Your Honor. Your Honor.
May?
I couldn't keep her at the defense table. Your Honor, Your Honor.
Will you please go back to your place, Mrs. Grant?
Your Honor, there's only one place for me. Beside that child whose heart's just been broken in this courtroom. Beside that poor baby who doesn't know where to turn. Your Honor, she's lost. Lost! And now she needs help and security and a hand that she believes is holding your purse. Oh, Your Honor, I beg you. I beg you on my knees, Your Honor. Let me go to that child. And let me go now. Let me go now. And after I calm her, after I make her believe again, oh, I don't care what you do with me. It's no use, Mr. Mason.
What's that, May?
If that little girl's to be on trial instead of me, if it's her life at stake instead of mine, oh, let them do what they want with me. But let her go. Let that baby go.
Your Honor, I protest against this outburst of sentiment. Your Honor, the defendant has no right to make a speech to the jury.
And this court has no right to be so cruel to a six-year-old child, Mr. Rapp.
As long as you used her as a witness, Mr. Mason, it was all right. Is that it? Well, it was necessary for this court to understand what she meant.
I deeply regret what has happened, Mr. Mason. But as Mr. Rapp has just pointed
out... Your Honor, there's a child on the other side of that door. A child sobbing her heart out. A child who needs love and attention. At this moment, a child who needs to be soothed and calmed and made unafraid. May I go to her? May I?
Your Honor, I suggest that this be permitted and...
No. What act? If anyone goes to that poor child, it should be her real mother.
Mr. Carlo?
Yes, Mr. Carlo. Your Honor, I suggest that you permit Mr. Carlo to do what she can with the child known as Dory Grant.
But Dory's afraid of her.
Then the sooner she learns to get over her fear, the better. Your Honor, I submit all this only goes to prove what I've been saying.
And what is that, Mr. Abbott?
That the child has been deliberately confused and made to feel insecure. The direct reason for the display of hysteria we just witnessed, Your Honor. I suggest that Mr. Carlo be permitted to go to Dory.
But...
That she be allowed a mother...
Wait, May. May, don't open your mouth now. If you love Dory and you want to help her, don't open your mouth. Now, I know what I'm doing. Will you trust me
for
Dory's sake, please?
So, Your Honor, if you're dubious about placing Dory in her real mother's charge... Why, then, put her in a place where she'll be top security.
Mr. Mason, Mr. Apt has been suggesting my turning Dory over to the juvenile authorities.
Oh. Away from the influence which has failed her so pitifully.
And, incidentally, arrange it so the child can't finish her testimony?
Mason, you can't seriously suggest that.
Just a moment. What did you say, Mr. Mason?
I think Dory can finish on the stand.
Put that poor, confused child on the stand again after... Oh, Mr. Mason.
Oh, Mr. Rapp. She wasn't confused until you confused her.
Well, she is now, at any rate. I'm afraid she's entirely too upset to go on.
Judge Selby,
no, Mason. I'll recommend that she be turned over to the juvenile board. Oh, naturally, there'll be an investigation, and in the course of time, if Dory is found in a suitable condition to testify, I'm sure...
No. Your Honor, time is important, yes, but not as important as that child's soul.
What?
An investigation could take weeks. And what happens to that child during those weeks, Your Honor? Your Honor, if you have any children of your own...
What do you suggest?
I suggest you put Dory's feet back on the ground now. Give her back her emotional stability now. Have her finish her testimony now.
What?
Over here, Doctor, please.
Oh. Right this way, Dr. Kenyon.
Thank you, Della. Thank you for coming, Doctor. Your Honor, this is Dr. Kenyon. I believe you know her.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Doctor, this is Mr. Apt. Dr. Kenyon is psychologist on the staff of the juvenile board.
Oh?
Did you see what happened, Doctor?
I did.
Oh, Dr. Kenyon.
Now, I should tell you all, Dr. Kenyon is familiar with Dory's case.
And just how did you happen to be here, Doctor?
Why, Mr. Mason called me.
What? I expected trouble, Mr. Rapp. Not such serious trouble. Not trouble which so deeply involved the child's emotions, but trouble.
So you had your doctor right here on the spot?
Not my doctor. The juvenile board's doctor.
And I, for one, am glad she's here.
Oh, so am I, Your Honor. Because I'm certain the doctor is a fair-minded woman. I'm certain the doctor will agree with my approach.
Suppose we find out. Did you see what happened, Dr. Kenyon?
Yes.
I should like to repeat, Your Honor, that Dr. Kenyon is familiar with Dory's background.
Yes, I've gone over all the reports very carefully.
Good. And?
Well, Your Honor, you and I may be at odds, but it's my belief that right now the emotional welfare of that child is the most important thing.
We have no argument.
But then perhaps there'll be no argument if I say the child needs to be soothed and calmed as rapidly as possible.
I think we all agree.
Well, then, since we're in agreement, may I suggest that we adjourn and give Dory an hour or two with the one person who can calm her, the one person who can restore her security?
Do you? Are you possibly referring to Maid Grant? To that woman?
Yes, Mr. Rapp, to that woman. To this woman who stands beside me now.
Oh, please.
To the mother, in fact, of Dory. Dory was hurt, yes. But I don't believe that she was hurt so badly that this woman's love and understanding can't smooth out that hurt.
Mason, I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Mr. Apt is shocked.
I am indeed. May Grant is the last person who should see that poor child. Well, you saw the demonstration yourself, Doctor. You saw how torn Dorothy was. You saw her hysterical reaction.
Mr. Apt thinks Dory's reaction proves a profound insecurity.
Oh?
But I wonder if her shock doesn't prove how great was her love and security.
How was that, Mr. Mason?
If Dory hadn't been fundamentally secure in feeling that she was May Grant's little girl, then how could she have been hurt so badly?
Oh. But...
Well, I'd say in plain, non-scientific language that that's as obvious as the nose on your face, Mr. Mason.
Well, then if I'm right, it follows that May Grant, Doctor, is the person to give Dory back what was just snatched away from her.
Now, just a moment. Just a moment. Dr. Kenyon, are you seriously considering Mr. Mason's proposal?
Why, yes.
This is highly irregular procedure. Just letting Mrs. Grant go to the child, not going through proper legal channels.
Hey, Mr. Apt, if you please, sir. Now, you gentlemen can spend the day chopping legal logic. That's up to you. But do you know what's going to happen? I mean, even if legal channels are followed, Judge Selby will turn Dory over to us, and then I'm going to have Mrs. Grant see the little girl. It'll take longer that way, but the result will be the same. Now, of course, I won't try to justify Mrs. Grant's illegal adoption, if that's what it was, but you can't justify torturing that little child any longer.
How do you know she'll want to see Mrs. Grant?
Oh, well, of course, we do make mistakes, Mr. Apt. Maybe I'm dead wrong. But in my opinion, this thing can be a quick hurt and a quick healing. If it isn't healed quickly, well, excuse me for sounding scientific, but it could leave a deep scar on Dory for life.
If Mrs. Grant can make little Dory feel better, I mean right away, do you think she might be able to finish her testimony?
That depends. If her love for Mrs. Grant is as deep as I believe it is, and if Mrs. Grant loves Dory as deeply as I believe she does, I said a quick healing, and that's what I mean. Well, time's wasting, gentlemen. Either let Mrs. Grant see Dory now, or I'll take the necessary steps.
You don't have to do that, Dr. Kenyon.
But, Your Honor...
I'll give the necessary orders. Mrs. Grant.
Yes, Your Honor.
Will you go to the child?
At once, Your Honor. At once. Oh, and thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
Well, behind the legal fencing and the smooth words, one fact stands out plain. Perry Mason knows that Dory's testimony is vital to May Grant's defense. Yes, May Grant needs help, but Dory needs help, too. And whether or not their love will be strong enough for each to help the other, well, maybe we'll learn on Monday. So be sure and join us, won't you?